It's Republican primary day in South Carolina. Both former President Donald Trump and the state's former governor, Nikki Haley, have never lost an election in South Carolina. That'll change today for one of them, and Pierre Stephen Fowler is in Columbia, South Carolina. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Let me ask you about Donald Trump's appearance last night at a rally in Rock Hill, South Carolina. He's at the CPAC conference today. Last night, what was the Trump message to voters?
Well, Scott, it was typical Trump fare. You had attacks on President Joe Biden and Democrats, recapping achievements during his first term in office and previewing what he'd do if he's elected again. That includes things like mass deportations and a push for more tax cuts. But what's been notable recently on the campaign trail is this dire tone both Trump and his supporters have painted about this election and what would happen if he didn't return to the White House, like this comment about the economy if he loses on Election Day, which is November 5th.
If we have a tragedy happen on November 5th, it would be a tragedy. In the opinion of many, and in my opinion, you will have the largest stock market crash we've ever had, because a lot of the stock market, because the only thing that's doing well is the stock market, and it's doing well because the polls are all showing that we're winning by a lot.
I mean, there's many reasons Trump is doing so well in the GOP primary, but this vibe of him losing as an existential threat to the future of America is becoming a dominant part of his messaging.
Of course, Nikki Haley was then President Trump's U.N. ambassador. Before that, South Carolina's governor. But the polling today for her is not encouraging. If she loses her home state, could that be the end of a presidential campaign?
Well, not according to Haley, who said in a State of the Race briefing this week that it's going to keep the lights on for a few more weeks, no matter today's outcome.
I'll keep fighting until the American people close the door. That day is not today, and it won't be on Saturday, not by a long shot. The presidential primaries have barely begun.
I mean, Haley's main argument is that Trump and President Joe Biden are too old and the country needs a younger, more competent leader. Pointing to the 91 criminal charges against Trump, Haley also says he's the chaos candidate that may excite the Republican base but hurts the party in races where it counts. The thing is, though, that's really the only daylight between Trump and Haley. They have largely the same policies and stances, and she was even part of his administration, like you mentioned, the United Nations ambassador. And as you heard her say, her argument is that the race isn't over yet because only a small handful of states have voted.
Stephen, what have voters been telling you there in South Carolina?
Well, a lot of people that I talk to say that they are supporting Donald Trump. It's reflective of the polling. It's reflective of the reality that Trump is basically a de facto incumbent running again. People had mixed things to say about Nikki Haley. Even though she is the state's governor, was the state's governor, a lot of people say that that didn't necessarily matter to them. One, because there were a lot of people that have moved into South Carolina, retirees that have come that like President Trump and that haven't really experienced Nikki Haley's time as governor, so it doesn't matter as much to them. And two, there is this sense of urgency around this campaign, and that's what Donald Trump is saying, and that's what these voters are saying, that really his time is now, Nikki Haley's time is in the future. But even then, you know, many Haley supporters that I've talked to say that they'll probably still end up voting for Trump if and when he's the nominee.
If Donald Trump wins today's primary, Nikki Haley, of course, says she'll stay in the race. What's the next installment?
Well, for the Trump campaign, it's pretty simple and straightforward. He's winning, he plans to keep winning, and is ready to fully pivot to the general election matchup against President Joe Biden. For the Haley campaign, it is a little bit different. They said they're making a multi-million dollar ad buy heading into Super Tuesday, where more than a dozen states have primary contests in 2 weeks. They've acknowledged it's an uphill battle, but there's a few factors at play. One, Haley has the money to keep going past South Carolina, where other challengers had the resources dry up. Two, Haley's still winning a meaningful share of the primary votes, even if it's not translating to winning the actual delegates needed to get the nomination. I mean, Trump's only getting 50 to 60% of the vote. Finally, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Nikki Haley won't win the GOP primary in South Carolina or the primary's nomination, but her argument is more about what's coming in November, namely she says Trump can't win a general election.
And Pierre Stephen Fowler, on the job for us and on the scene in Columbia, South Carolina. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.